What's up, everybody? Welcome to another episode of Just Saying with Justin Martindale. I am with a very special guest today, one of my new friends. We finally have met.
Finally, real friends.
In real life. You might have seen him on TikTok with his 1.5 million following from the fraud department.
There's that guy.
To the Mad Libs.
There's that coked up guy.
That guy. Yeah. It's Evan Williams.
Hey.
Evan Williams, which was my preferred drink in 2008.
How low was your life?
How bad
was
it?
Yeah.
I was living in
a... That's a bad one,
it,
you know?
Yeah. It was like it's $9 bourbon.
Yeah.
And I was like, you know
people
what?
People that know my name as that, I know to feel kind of bad for them.
Yeah.
You know? And people who don't know that, I know have money, you know? I bring it up and they're like, I've never heard... Oh, you're like a Johnny Walker Blue then.
Yeah.
You know? Yeah.
Evan Williams is like the...
What's funny,
bottom shelf at like a CVS.
Yeah, and it looks identical to Jack Daniels.
Right.
It's like a Mockbuster. Do you know what that is?
Yeah. It's not even a...
Transmorphers, you know? So like they'll make a movie and they'll name it almost exactly the same thing so that like when your aunt goes to the rental store, she thinks she's getting you Transformers, but it's not. And they shot it for like, you know, $200,000. There's a company called Asylum. There's a production company that does this.
And they take the wrong end. What was that? That was just in a movie, wasn't it? Like, was it an animated feature where they were like, what was that movie? It just came out. Where they were like, oh, they're going to be in the it was the Chippendales Rescue Rangers, where they took like the...
That was amazing.
It was pretty fun. And they took them to like the weird, shitty... they couldn't do like the actual movie, so they did the spinoff, and they like messed up all the cartoons.
It'll be like Lord of the Hobbits, you know? They'll make movies like that.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Like Lord of...
Well, there's also Skinamax, like Lord of the G-Strings and, you know, stuff like that.
Oh, you know these?
I do know these, yes. Owned a couple copies on DVD back in the day.
Oh, yeah. God. Well, I'm so glad you are with us today. I just want to say, like, you actually moved here from New York.
I did.
Right? Mm-hmm. So go on that journey. What brought you... Because I remember, I think I actually had a show. I think I'd been following you because you're friends with Mateo Lane. And I know Mateo.
Unfortunately.
Yeah. God, he's just...
He's not... Well, the great thing about him is he's not talented, you know?
Well, I'm glad you said it.
Yes. Like, so I don't have to, like, be jealous of anything he does. And so it's nice to have him around because beside him, I look better, you know? But I love him dearly. He's a brother to me. We met in New York, maybe briefly met for a second at New York Comedy Club. The great Amy Hawthorne perhaps bringing us together.
Yeah, I think that's what it was. And I was in New York, and I think you were on like the show before me. And I was like, is Evan here? And she's like, no, he left. I was like, damn. And then I think I ran into you like in some sort of passing, but I've been following you.
Yeah.
But we had never like hung out. Mm-hmm. And then I'm trying to think. So when you moved here.
Yes.
It was like a fate brought us together.
Yes. I moved here in February of 2020.
Mm-hmm.
Which was
great month to move here.
Really, of all the months in history, I'd say that's probably the best month to have moved here. And I was on the road the first 3 weekends I was here. So I was really only here for 3 sets of Monday to Wednesday. I went to Universal. Okay. I did a couple LA things. And then we were pushed inside, you know, and that was fun.
Mm-hmm.
And people were like, how's LA? I'm like, hi, you know, it looks nice from in here.
Yeah.
And then I did the quarantine thing here. So no one knew I was here.
God.
I didn't know who was here. It was in an apartment for a year and then moved back to North Carolina for like 4 months after that lease was up. Just got back here like 4 months ago.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And it was weird because my friend Kelsey lives in New York. Mm-hmm. She's been working on some movies and stuff. And I think you had posted something about, like, I'm looking for a place in West Hollywood. And, you know, this is what I'm looking at.
Yeah.
And then the next slide in the story was Kelsey being like, hey, I'm looking for someone to rent my place. Yeah, did I not tell you that?
No, I didn't know that. That's exactly
that specific.
That's insane.
And I was like, hold on a minute. And I reached out to her and told her about you. I was like, he's sober. he's like doing his own thing.
That's important. There's a lot of old Russian families in there. You can't have a coked out crazy man.
Well, you can. I mean,
you can.
When you're east of Fairfax, anything can happen.
Yeah,
you know?
Yeah, big time.
So it just worked out perfectly.
Fairfax, which is not technically West Hollywood, right?
It's Russia. It's Russia. Yeah.
Yeah.
It's.
I didn't know that.
No, it's. No, I think it's Los Angeles. Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
I think it's like there's a weird like break off there.
Yeah.
But like it worked out totally. You're like in a great part of town.
It's nice.
Kelsey
nice.
Loves you. We're
Love
glad
Kelsey.
You're here.
Never met her. I'm posting all these videos inside her home.
Yes, which she does think is a little weird.
Of
She's
course.
Like, it's so weird. Like
it's
he's
a weird
doing
life,
all these videos
yeah.
and that's my place.
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So I think that's kind of
like
interesting.
Pretending to do coke in her living room.
Don't do coke in her living room.
I don't do coke.
Okay.
Pretending to as the movie producer. Guy.
Okay.
Yeah.
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 I'm sure that building has seen its fair share. I'm sure every building.
Absolutely.
God.
Hollywood
has seen some shit, especially
There's
my building.
There's some coke. Yeah. There's a little bit of coke around here.
And the Comedy Store?
Sure. We can zero it down to right here.
Oh,
even.
You just sniff these walls
I just
and
mean
be like
Hollywood, but yeah.
God. Yeah. Now, you and I have a love of movies.
Big time. Every
Specifically,
day.
I'm wearing my Clueless t-shirt
today.
This is
like the one day I'm not wearing a movie shirt. It's usually a horror picture.
Well, you
shirt.
Do have a shirt that could go into one of the movies we're going to be discussing. But
yeah, true.
This is, I'm wearing my Clueless shirt because today is the 27th anniversary that Clueless came out.
Everybody's old.
Everyone's moldy and old.
Yeah, we're all dying.
And I'm just like, how? Now, Clueless for me was like, I remember I was a sophomore in high school. I had decorated my locker with an Alicia Silverstone shrine. No shit. And I think I put some feather boas in there.
Were you at this point?
No.
Pretending to be straight?
Oh, yes.
Yes. Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
That's great.
I was like, this is my girlfriend. Oh,
How
my God,
that?
Alicia Silverstone, yeah. I love your work. So, yeah, I was just like, wow. So, Clueless is 27 years old today.
I was 5 when it came out.
Yeah.
I
just age myself
I'm
every
so
episode.
Sorry to it's... have said that. You know, I did grow up on it, though. I mean, I had the VHS and I watched the shit out of that.
And it's great. And I look back at that movie now and like kids today will never know the joys of a cranberry CD or the Noxzema commercials with Rebecca Gayhart, who ended up running over someone.
So many people ended up running over someone.
Oh, yeah.
You know?
It was like a huge
Matthew
deal.
Matthew Broderick
in
Brandy.
In the 90s,
like
Brandy.
You weren't quite famous until you did.
Yeah. It's like, yeah. It was like if you didn't hit someone with your car, you weren't a star.
Right.
But I think that was, I mean,
That's
was
how
different
you got
times.
The star on the Walk of Fame.
Yeah.
As soon as you hit someone.
Yeah.
They kind of just, they were debating making it tire marks instead of footprints, actually. And they,
at the Grommets.
They went with the footprints, but yeah.
But I mean, that was also before Uber and Lyft
and
those goddamn scooters that I almost run over at least 2 or 3 people on scooters a day.
It's horrifying.
I saw on my way over here, there was a guy piggybacking his girlfriend or sister. I don't know their relationship. I just assumed. And just zipped right through a stop sign on Sweetser. And I was just like, no helmets, nothing. They fall, shredded meat. Full on, what's his name in The Boys?
A-Train.
A-Train when he gets Blue, what's his name? Blue Sparrow or whatever the hell. I don't know. I love The Boys.
Oh, yeah. Well, I mean, that was like the first scene in the first season.
Oh, yeah,
he ran right through that girlfriend.
I mean,
yeah.
I love The Boys. But
love the sound of a splat.
July 4th is over, which means
it's Halloween.
Halloween is here.
In the Walgreens in my head. They've got the treats out.
Oh, they should.
They've got the Halloween treats out.
Now,
yeah.
I love Halloween. I even Googled Halloween Horror Nights yesterday to see if I could get like a, what are the mazes this year now that we can go back.
What are the mazes
back.
This year?
Right now they have like the Universal Monsters.
Classic.
They're going to do Blumhouse with Black Phone, which we'll discuss here in a minute.
Fantastic.
And what's the Freaky Friday? Freaky was
Freaky.
The other one they did.
That's a great pitch. That guy just went in and he said, Freaky Friday, Jason and a counselor swap bodies.
Yeah,
and they
that's it.
Sold it right there.
Gold.
It reminds me of when James Cameron, have you heard this? He went to pitch Alien 2, mm-hmm. okay, Aliens. And the way he pitched it was he just on a whiteboard, he wrote the word alien, and then he wrote an S.
Shit.
And then he wrote money signs through the S.
Is that real?
And they were like,
that
yes.
has to be real.
It's real. It was confirmed recently. That was like a story for a while, and everybody was like, that's a funny joke. And then James Cameron was like, no, I did that.
Oh,
that's real. He confirmed it like a few months ago.
At least there's confirmation. But they're also, yeah. like tomorrow
again,
we're getting
cocaine.
Cocaine. Yeah. Oh, yes, for yeah. sure. If you did Avatar,
Lots.
You're on cocaine.
Cocaine, man.
We're getting the Halloween Ends trailer tomorrow.
Very excited.
Which you have a little connection to that as well. We'll get into a little later.
Do,
but
yeah.
The mazes, I'm hoping that they do maybe like a Nope maze. They did a Us maze with Jordan Peele's film.
Mm-hmm.
And then I think the other maze they're doing is Madonna's TikTok, which will just
absolutely
be
horrifying.
Pure horror.
I have gone through that and God. It is scary.
It's a lot. I know.
But sometimes does she know she's scary?
She knows.
She knows.
She has to know.
Right?
Mm-hmm.
She's looking into camera,
yeah.
just making weird lip movements
yeah.
and like one of those fish at like an Asian restaurant, you know, like the big fish.
The like a the, grouper,
like
a mudfish.
Mutated goldfish. I'm mm-hmm. not calling
oh,
her
a
that.
Koi.
Yeah, koi.
A yes. large koi.
Large koi.
And a small pond.
She's doing this koi movement with her lips, and it's very, you know, it's strange. I'd go into the comments, and there's a lot of, like, older gays being like, children, this is not our Madonna.
Yeah.
Like, I just need you to know.
Yeah, I'm the same.
This is not our Madonna.
It's not our Madonna.
Claim this Madonna.
It's yeah. it's so much, but I'm really stoked. You're a big horror buff. What are your top three horror films that have come out recently?
Oh, recently, okay. I gotta go Black Phone.
Mm-hmm.
I gotta go Black Phone. Recent is just, it's really not that fascinating, you know?
Mm-hmm.
I wouldn't say it's one of my favorite horror movies of like the past 5 years, but it was really enjoyable. Scream 5, I thought.
Scream 5 was fun.
I thought it was fun, man. I thought they got back to the whodunit very well.
Scream 6 will not be good because Neve Campbell's
no,
not in
that's
it.
That's fucked up,
so,
man.
R.I.P.
That is not okay. Yeah, pay that lady some money.
I know. Yeah. I also need to see X, which
X,
I think we discussed.
My, yeah, I got
I
it
need
on
to
Blu-ray.
See that one.
I got it on Blu-ray. Come okay. on, we'll watch it.
I might have to
Seriously.
Watch that over.
Yeah,
at,
it's great.
At your place.
I love, it's Kelsey's. You can still say Kelsey's.
Kelsey's place.
Yeah, that I am inhabiting.
Right I now. Love, I mean, I just love scary films. And Black Phone, I saw it the other day. We went and had coffee over the weekend.
There's no one can know.
Right?
There's no way
sure.
to confirm or deny.
I think it was,
we
I
had it recently.
My days are all just
yeah.
meshed. And I was
yeah.
just like, I was like, okay, I'm going to go see Black Phone. I went and saw it, and this was a film from Stephen King's son. Stephen
Joe
King's
Hill.
Son
yeah.
wrote it.
Yeah.
It's a short story. And I enjoyed it.
Okay.
I did have a lot of questions.
Did you watch it at home or a movie theater?
I watched it at a movie theater.
Okay, good.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. And so there might be some spoilers, but I think everyone kind of knows what it's about,
yeah,
right?
We don't have to get into like the ending.
We don't have to get
yeah.
into the ending, but
it's
like,
pretty clear from the trailer that this guy's in captivity by a magician. Okay?
God, it's always a magician, isn't
yeah.
it?
Well, you know, it was a clown in the short story.
Of course it was.
And they were like, this
way
is
to
too
steal
close.
From dad.
Yeah, exactly. Taking daddy's material.
Yeah.
And so they recommended that it wasn't a clown. Like, I think Scott Derrickson, the director, was like, let's not, you know, that's daddy's thing.
Yeah.
That's Pop's thing, right?
Yeah. Don't steal from dad.
Let's maybe do magician.
Yeah.
And
which is the next
so
scary thing.
Close. Yeah.
Clown, and magician, then stand-up comic and the
yeah.
trilogy series.
I don't want to get too hot button. It's certainly not for me to say, but I did want to ask you if it made you uncomfortable at all. Did you feel that he was putting on quote-unquote gay face, which is what a lot of like headlines are, I'm reading headlines that are like, that Ethan Hawke put on gay face.
What is gay face?
I didn't know that was a word either. Gay face
is totally
offensive.
A word. It's a word.
It sounds horrible.
It's not horrible. Right. I mean, it's a thing that we must live with, you know?
Yeah.
Gay face is just, you know, but I don't understand the
I
context.
I thought that he just like, well, there was some stuff he was doing that was very flamboyant with his hands.
Okay.
But I felt like that was because he was a magician, so he's very like, you know, performative.
Mm-hmm.
And then he had a very soft voice, but that again, it's in line with like, guys who capture kids, they try and speak to them like children.
Interesting. You know? I got it as Willy Wonka. Like, okay. It was very,
yeah,
like,
yeah, it was very Willy.
It was just very like, oh, my world Wonka-like. Of imagination. And like, uh-huh. But I do, as I'm doing this, I'm just like, ga, 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 ga. I did, but like, gay face, I wouldn't say gay face because he had a straight up devil face on,
right,
he had a mask on.
By that, they mean it as like a figure of speech. Like, he was putting on a gay persona, I think is what they're saying.
Well, I mean, it was really tough for magicians in the 70s to be who they were and accepted.
A lot of parallels there.
I mean, when you lived in, where did they live? What was the town they were in? I think it was like...
If he's like his dad, it's somewhere in Maine, but...
It wasn't Maine. I think it was like Indiana in the 70s or something.
Yeah.
The thing that really kind of bothered me about it was the... how, like, you know, A, you didn't have social media back then... I think like missing kids were like a huge thing, like back in the day, you know, like there was,
you said it like it was a fad that we got over.
Do you see missing kids on milk cartons anymore?
Not on milk cartons. Yeah. I see it in stories on CNN and stuff.
Oh, I give up. I mean, I just, and I've turned off my Amber Alerts. They're just so annoying.
You
they're
still
very
do
scary.
The Citizen app though.
Oh yeah.
That's but like, so, it's so tumultuous.
It's a great spiral to get into.
Yeah, big time. I almost re-downloaded it a couple nights ago because this helicopter was hovering. And I was like, I want to know.
I know, but then once you know, you're going to fucking double bolt everything.
Yeah.
But the thing that really kind of got me was the abuse. Not abuse.
Okay.
I think it was like because parents discipline their kids, like, and you had the alcoholic father.
They used to just beat the shit out of their kid.
And I was just like, oh, this is really kind of
brutal.
It was
pretty.
The
guy's a great actor, too. He's in some good stuff. He's in, like, Justified. He's in this movie that Werner
Herzog. Who, the son?
No, the dad.
Oh, the dad. Yeah. Oh, yeah. He's been in everything. Yeah, I thought that was Henry Thomas from E.T. for a bit.
Oh, okay.
I thought it was
the kid growing up. Is that what you mean? What's the guy that was the kid from E.T.?
And now that was Henry Thomas.
Okay, now he's in all the...
he's in Haunting of Blythe House and all that
Mike
stuff.
Mike Flanagan. He's in all the Mike Flanagan stuff. And he's great.
Yeah. I mean, I thought it was great. I thought the kids being kidnapped, I was a little sad. I wanted to see, like, how... Is this weird and morbid? I wanted to see how they all died.
Uh-huh.
Because...
It's not morbid, man.
It was,
see.
Because all of a sudden they're missing, which is very a la It... There was a lot of Stephen King references. You had the sister who was a Shining.
Yeah. She was just shining.
Yeah.
That's all that was.
She was a Shining.
Have you seen Dr. Sleep, speaking of Mike Flanagan?
I loved it.
Have you seen the director's cut?
No.
You watched the director's
cut. Even better?
It's amazing.
Okay.
Yeah. It's a masterpiece. Like, Tarantino called it like a masterpiece, like the best movie of that year. Not that he's the end all be all of opinions, but like, it's fantastic.
I mean, I thought it was great. I thought the, but here was my question, and it, spoiler alert.
Here it comes. Earmuffs.
If you want to watch it, just fast forward through here, this section. What did he do? Like, you can't afford two houses on a magician's salary.
Okay. Yeah. Was one his brother's and one was
his,
though,
it was just
though,
an empty house across the street and then the other one. And then how did the brother not know?
How did the brother not? Because of the cocaine? Again, we keep coming back to cocaine.
Yeah.
It's a hell of a drug. He was doing a lot of it.
But he was piecing it all together.
But cocaine would make you notice more shit.
That's what
I
thought.
You know what I mean? He's really aware. Yeah. I don't know. I think he just was kind of an idiot, you know? It's the guy from The Wire. He's great. He was great in It. It Chapter 2.
Oh, he was in It?
Yeah. He plays Richie, right? No, not Richie. That's Bill Hader. The other guy.
He played the one that killed himself in It?
No. He played the one that had, like, the controlling mom and then the controlling wife.
Oh.
Always getting like roasted by Bill Hader.
The little chunky kid in the first one.
And then, of course, he was in Scott Derrickson's other film, Sinister.
Oh.
Yeah, so Scott Derrickson did Sinister, and then he did Dr.
Ethan Hawke was in Sinister.
Yeah, and that was Ethan Hawke's. Well, actually, I think Ethan Hawke's first horror movie was The Purge.
Yes.
And it took Jason Blum convincing him to do that because, like, Ethan Hawke didn't think that horror was, like, great storytelling. He didn't understand it. And Jason Blum like explained to him, like, you know, and he didn't like playing bad guys either, because Hawk felt that like once you play a bad guy, everybody sees you as a bad guy, even when you're playing a good guy. Nice.
That?
It was Ethan Hawke cutting me off.
It was Ethan Hawke chiming
in. Too much
in.
About his process. Yeah, so anyways, Scott Derrickson.
I do think The Purge is one of my favorite series.
Okay.
All of them. All I love them. All of them.
All of them.
All
yeah,
of them.
They're not bad.
They're not bad.
The one that's not great is Election Year. I don't think that one's very good.
I thought it was enjoyable because of just the political climate that it came out in during the time, which was clearly like a statement. But that's what I just kind of love about horror films, is they kind of push the boundaries of like what's happening now or like, you know, where things could lead if we keep doing the things we do. And they deal with like trauma and stuff like that. And like, you know, if you're a magician, that's what I want. If they're smart, I'm going to make a prediction.
Okay.
We're going to do a Black Phone origin story. Why he became the Grabber.
Oh yeah. Yeah.
What happened? Did he lose his job? Was it like, was he going to kids' parties and it just kind of started out there?
Mm-hmm.
But I think we're going to get an origin story of the Grabber.
You think it's a chicken or the egg? Do you think that he had this obsession because he was doing kid parties he developed it, or he had it beforehand and therefore got into working with kids? I feel like it's the latter.
I'm going to say bullying right off the bat.
Bullying
in school.
All right.
So he was in school probably
bullied?
The 50s and 60s. No. I mean, I got teased, but I just was better than that.
I feel like there's something else going on, you know?
Yeah.
You can get bullied. It doesn't make you a monster.
No.
You know?
But nowadays it does.
Yeah.
I mean, that's where we're at.
Yeah.
But I definitely recommend, if you haven't seen Black Phone, I had a lot of people DMing me being like, do a review on it. And I'm like, I'll do a review, but I don't want to give anything away. It's great. I give it like a 9 out of 10, 8.5 out of 10.
Okay.
I liked it. What did you think?
I go 9.5 out of 10.
Nine and a half.
I thought it was fantastic, man.
I was hesitant because I was like
the score was really good. Just the way it was shot.
Good jump scares.
If anything, I think it could have been tightened like 5 or 10 minutes,
mm-hmm.
maybe one less phone call,
mm-hmm.
you know? But I love, dude, the jump scare was very effective.
Very, there were some good jump scares. And the scariest dog I've ever seen in my life.
Yeah, it was horrifying. Oh, have you seen Green Room?
No.
There's really scary dogs in that.
Okay. Yeah. Scary dogs are where it's at, but this one was good. So go see Black Phone. I think it's available to rent now on iTunes.
It is now. Yeah.
But go check it out. It's a good summer horror film. But let's get into some stories, shall we?
Let's do it.
I had a scary incident happen to me this past week where I injured my knee.
Uh-oh.
I don't know how it happened, but it happened. I think I hyperextended it somehow.
You woke up and it was hurting?
Then I went to go work out at Training Mate, and afterwards it started hurting even more. And I was like, is it the kneecap? And then I was like, oh no, it's the tendons behind my knee, like the back of my knee.
Mm.
So I was waddling around. I was like, this is it.
This
my legacy's
it.
Over.
Yeah.
I had to be like Mrs. Deagle in Gremlins and strap in my chair to go up my stairs.
If I ever get to that point, I want to go to the top of the stairs, have someone light a fire at the bottom, mm-hmm. and then lower myself into the flames.
That's, oh, okay.
Because if I get to that point, it's over.
Like a Viking staircase.
Yeah, might as well just go out really dramatically. And I would like a fire to be on floor one and to just lower myself into the flame.
And just like Terminator 2 it, where she's just on the fence.
My hand comes up at the end.
Yeah. That's dark, but okay.
Uh-huh.
I'll hold you to
I've
it.
I've decided.
Now, I felt very vulnerable. Like, I felt like people were watching me, and they're like, is he okay? Like, even like when I got on stage, like I had to perform last weekend, I was just like, And I was like, oh, I'm weak. I did a show with my buddy Francisco Ramos, who has a podcast here as well, called Standby. I think the Standby podcast. He broke his pinky toe. And we were both just hobbling. And I'm like, what happened? We were young Hollywood once. And now look at us, just broken and injured. Now, I can relate to this story because this popped up. Okay. And I was like, I feel this woman. A woman nearly died after picking up a dollar bill from a McDonald's floor.
Okay.
She went completely numb. A young mom has described how picking up a Lucky lucky in quotes, dollar bill from a McDonald's floor nearly cost her life. Renee Parsons and her husband were driving through Tennessee on Sunday when they stopped at McDonald's in Nashville to use the bathroom. I'll be in Nashville this October.
This
so
is all a plug for
you'll see me
for your show.
In the McDonald's. While waiting with her three-month-old baby, the Kentucky woman spotted the dollar note on the ground, thinking absolutely nothing of it. I picked it up and throw the dollar in my pocket. Once back inside the car, Mrs. Parsons put the bill into the car door while telling her husband how lucky I was to find a random dollar. I don't understand that part.
Yes,
why she put it in the door? Lucky. Okay. She then grabbed a wipe to clean her hands because she remembered her husband telling her not to pick up money off the ground as people had been putting it in fentanyl. All of a sudden, I felt it start on my shoulders and feel, and the feeling was quickly going down my body, and it would not stop, and then my body went completely numb. I could barely talk, and I could barely breathe. I was fighting to stay awake as Justin, not me, her husband, great name, was screaming at me to stay awake and trying to talk to 911 and all that jazz. So they ran every red light to get her to the hospital. She passed out before she arrived at the hospital, but thankfully, they worked almost as quickly as the husband got her there. It took a few hours and some medication before the young mom started to feel somewhat normal again. A police officer who took the report told the couple the dollar note was likely either used to cut or store drugs and accidentally dropped, or was purposely left with drugs in it. Either way, this is absolutely real and sad. So, the moral of the story is, if you see a $20 bill or a $100 bill, do not touch it. Because people are putting fentanyl.
And just by the touch of fentanyl, they're like...
The touch, the feel, the fentanyl of our lives. Yep. Yeah, it gets in your skin and it can kill you.
What?
But then if they're doing this with money, what else are they going to do with?
That's it. What's next?
What's next?
It's going to be in the Big Mac next.
But, I mean, here's the thing, and I'm not trying to freak all the parents out there, but we were talking about Halloween. How do you check? Because now they have drug testers for drugs.
Yeah.
So you can test.
You can test to see if
you can test your drugs have drugs in them, which I say just don't do them.
And some people like seek out fentanyl as well. Like there's people now that intentionally they want to do fentanyl. You know,
I don't know why.
Fentanyl, I am sorry, but I feel like this woman just put on a big old show. I don't think it's real.
Fentanyl, show.
Yeah, I think it's fun for all. You know, and I think that her husband. He said that to her, and then she went limp. You know, that's what's suspicious to me.
Which she normally it's the other way around with her husband. She says something to him, and he goes limp. But now the tables have turned.
It sounds like he was like, you know, that could have fentanyl in it and make you go limp, and then she went limp after.
God,
it just seems like,
you know, he probably thought she was kidding.
Yeah. Yeah.
He's like, okay.
All right,
honey. Just foaming
at the mouth. He's like, that's a good show you're doing.
That's terrifying to me because, first of all, we get it. There's a dollar value menu. But do you need it that bad? You're like, honey, look, we can get more chicken nuggets with this dollar left on the ground.
Yeah.
And I don't trust anything that's on the floor in Tennessee.
No.
Or Kentucky.
No.
Anything Appalachian adjacent? No, I just don't trust it because it's bait. It reminds me of...
You trust things on the floor in Hollywood, though?
Absolutely. No,
yeah,
I don't.
No, dude, you just don't.
I don't like... I mean, I was driving home yesterday and I looked over and there was a man like taking a shit on the sidewalk in broad daylight.
Yeah.
And I was like, wow, this is one of those like moments that I've... You know, you've lived in LA for a while.
Yeah.
Like it's either a palm tree on fire, you know, the helicopter at night. See, you're already like halfway there.
Yeah, the helicopters are insane.
The helicopters at night.
I feel like, what's his name from Goodfellas? Henry. I feel like him. That let me know I was in New York for too long, too. I was living in Spanish Harlem. I walked outside and this woman was crossing the street with her son. And her son just like pulled his pants down and just started taking a shit, you know,
God.
Just right on the crosswalk. And instead of saying, why are you taking a shit? She said, hurry up. And then called him the N-word. And I was like, it's time to go.
Wow.
It's time to move to another place that happens.
Well, you know what? You know? Every child deserves a special mom in their lives. Mm-hmm. I don't know. That's just so bizarre. But I mean, I just, yeah, if you're walking, you're like, watch out, there's dog shit. Watch out, that's human shit. I don't know if it's dog or human. I can't tell anymore. But guys, if you're listening, stop picking up things on the ground. They're there for a reason. Don't choose your own adventure. Just keep walking. And it's a dollar. What do you need?
What's the limit for you? What's like, you wouldn't pick up a dollar. What would you take the risk for? 100?
It's probably really low.
It's probably a $5 bill, right?
Like, if there was like a $20 bill, I'd be like,
yeah.
But then I'd check it.
Right.
Because I'm afraid it's going to, like, that like Appalachian, like, bait, you know, like Hills Have Eyes or something. Like, if I grab it, like, a bear trap closes on me. And I'm like, that's it. No, I'm not going out like that. Speaking of not going out like this, Amelia Clark opens up about surviving two brain aneurysms.
Jesus.
It's remarkable that I am able to speak. Now, Amelia Clark, she was Daenerys Targaryen from Game of Thrones. She's opened up about her experience surviving two brain aneurysms, expressing gratitude that she's been able to recover after losing quite a bit of the organ. Clark recalled her health troubles during an interview with the BBC, where she was promoting her production of The Seagull by Anton Chekhov. The play marks the actress's West End debut. It was the most excruciating pain. It was incredibly helpful to have Game of Thrones sweep me up and give me that purpose. Now, she had these two brain aneurysms while shooting Game of Thrones. I had two brain aneurysms at the finale of Game of Thrones.
Of course, yeah.
So I'm glad we both are survivors in this aspect. Now, she goes on to say something about like how like half of her brain is gone.
Half?
Like, it's like, yeah. John, is there like, can we go down a little bit on this? I think she says somewhere along here.
The amount of my brain that is no longer usable.
Yeah.
She has
a dead half of her brain.
That's
there's quite a
brutal.
Bit missing. She's laughing about it. So the blood finds a different route to get around, but then whatever bit is missing is therefore gone.
That's the part of her brain that's not working is letting her know what's funny or not. She's laughing at missing her brain.
Missing brain. That's terrifying.
It's horrifying.
I mean, I've had, every now and then I'll be like watching a show or I'll be sitting at home and like I'll get like a little like in my head and I'm like, oh God, this is it. And then like my bum knee is there. Hopefully, I'm glad it won't happen at the top of my stairs because then I'll have to blame that on like, you know, Evan, my boyfriend, and be like, you know, he Tony Collette'd me and he'll be like, there was an owl in the fucking...
What is that? Is it The Staircase?
The Staircase.
Okay, I've not seen the show The Staircase. I watched the docuseries. I was like, it's covered, right?
It's pretty much covered. It's just like, we didn't ask for this show, but it's kind of cool to watch Toni Collette get her ass eaten in the kitchen.
She does.
Oh, yeah.
That's good.
It's kind of fun.
I'll tune in for that.
Yeah.
What's great is she's been 47 since like we were children.
Yeah.
And I didn't know that. She was like 18 years old in The Sixth Sense.
Yeah.
She was like 19 or something.
Wait, Toni Collette was in The Sixth Sense?
She's the mother in The Sixth Sense.
Misha Barton's mom? Wait, the one who poisons the little girl?
No, she's like,
Haley Joel Osment's mom
in Sixth Sense.
I totally forgot about that.
She was like 22 years old or something when she played his mother.
Wow, yeah. That's right.
And she seemed like a 40-year-old mom.
Yeah.
She's got the Maggie Smith thing.
She's Australian. They're weathered. It's like that weathered Aussie.
I aged quite a bit when I was young. Yeah,
yeah. Yeah. They're the hot
really
sun.
Really aging quickly.
So we're going from, fentanyl dollar bills to brain aneurysms in Game of Thrones, the mother of aneurysms.
Oh my God.
This is something that terrifies the shit out of me. This is one of, like, if I could put my top three scariest things, no particular order, being eaten alive, burning alive, much like you traveling down the staircase.
I don't actually want that.
Ugh.
Clear. Yeah.
And then this. Wall people.
Wall people. We're talking people under the stairs here.
We're talking
The Intruder with Dennis Quaid.
Crawl space
spoiler
people.
Alert.
Parasite.
Yeah, there's another movie, I See You. Have you seen it?
No.
It's pretty good, man.
Has it come out already?
It came out in like 2020. It was like a quarantine one. Yeah.
There's nothing more terrifying to me. I've actually told listeners on previous podcasts,
don't hide in my walls.
Just fuck it. Just if you want to like be scared before you go to bed, just Google wall people or crawl space people, because you always hear those stories. You might have heard them where it's like, oh, this guy, you know, he's a student at NYU and he's like, you know, he got groceries and he'd wake up and he'd be like, why is my TV on? I thought I went to bed. And then he'd be like, wait, I just bought this milk yesterday. Why is it like almost gone? So he set up a nanny cam and you see someone just come out of like a crawl space, crawl down the wall. And while he's passed out in the room next door, you know, like asleep, this homeless person is just like opening the fridge and making themselves at home and watching TV. And when the sun starts coming up, they scutter up again. Oh, fuck.
I will
off.
Say though, if I knew that was happening, that's like a really good roommate. You know,
they're not paying rent.
Yeah, I know, but if they're paying rent,
yeah,
that's a great route. Like, I never have to see them.
Oh,
like it's like you don't live here. Just crawl out of my way. Like, I don't have to ever see that you're there. You can have some of my milk. Just don't. I don't want to see your face.
I don't want to see. That's the thing. It's like, but then you wake up and that person's just like over that's you, just like jerking it, and you're just kind of like, oh God, not
where
again.
Where are they shitting? You know.
In the back, yeah, that's a good question,
in the
too.
Walls,
well, they're probably
the
waiting for you to go home. They probably have jars of piss to pee in, but when they got to shit, they'll hold it when you leave and then go.
Yeah.
But this is a story I wanted to read.
Okay.
Oh, so there's this married couple, Brittany and James Campbell, and they have two young sons, and they'd been away from their Honolulu home for about a week. They returned home to find something terrible. James went to open his home's front door, but found he couldn't because there was a stranger inside pulling it closed. There was a man peeking through the door.
Oh my God.
They found a bike outside of this of their house, too, and they were like, that's not our son's bike. He was trying to hold the door shut, and the man says, this is not your house. Just very calmly, James, who is in the U.S. Navy, who has he recalls in the new Lifetime true crime show, Frogging, which is the new term for it, P-H-R-O-G-G-I-N-G, Hider in My House. He goes, I'm just floored. The show, which premieres July 18th, so this week, examines the crime known as frogging, in which a stranger sneaks into someone's space and secretly lives there for days, weeks, or even months. Hey, sometimes even years. The first half of the series premiere focuses on the Campbell's harrowing ordeal. Now, I want to read a little bit more of this story because it gets a little more intense. So James grabs a sledgehammer, as you should.
As one does.
Right,
yeah.
For protection, and managed to get the man out of the house while Brittany called 911. Once the intruder was in the front yard, James says, we notice he's wearing my clothes. Things are getting crazier by the moment. The police arrived and arrested the man, a 23-year-old. But after he was hauled away, the nightmare was just beginning. The inside of their home was in utter chaos. Pots and pans were piled up on top of each other. In the living room, James's musical equipment had all been taken out. Their bedroom was in complete disarray. It was just trashed, says Brittany, who's a stay-at-home mom, told the Post. What they found next...
Oh, boy.
...was much more upsetting.
Oh, no.
Someone had used one of their old laptops to record disturbing diary entries and details about the family. There are all these typed notes called the Omnivore Trials, a rehabilitation for rat-like people, James says on the show. This is when we realized this person had been in our home a little longer. Brittany noticed knives that had been laid out next to the computer, and she found a typed manifesto about gruesome plans for the Campbells, including surgeries such as sexual reconstruction and a hand transplant. He wanted to play doctor on us, and not in a cute little way, Brittany said.
Oh, my God.
He wrote how he can make us the perfect little people.
Oh!
I know. And these are just pictures of just water bottles and all this stuff.
Look at
this. Yeah. She also found a video that the intruder had made on the computer, apparently while in the nude, hot. He'd been sitting naked in her chair. She felt just terror. Suddenly, the family regarded strange occurrences in the home in recent months. See, here's what happens. A camera's webcam turned on in the middle of the night. Doors that were left open or unlocked. The dog barked. This is always what happens with frogging victims. It starts out slowly. Things go missing, i.e. the milk in the fridge.
Mm-hmm.
And that people are more apt to believe they are living with a ghost than a longtime trespasser. You think it's an urban myth, but it's more common than you think. See, that's me. I would be like, it's a ghost.
Mm-hmm.
There's a ghost.
Yeah.
But right. this scares the shit out of me.
Way more fun to think that it's a ghost. You know, the best case scenario, somebody living in your walls, you got a Dobby situation. Okay, you got Harry Potter Dobby. You got a little better than that, Parasite. You know, you should have a nice Korean family
mm-hmm.
who just, you know, needs a place to crash, and they're there, you know. This is a nightmare.
It's terrifying. I mean, I get to the point now, if like if I had a house, that would just be me. Like, I would just have a knife and be like, "Show yourself," and they're not going to. Like, no one answers to that. They're not gonna be like, "Oh, you got me."
Sure. Especially when you say it like that, like a jester from the
that's just my
1700s. Yeah,
show yourself.
Show yourself. Who's there? Who goes there?
Oh my god! But
I
what a great
am
titles.
So happy to be broke. You know, to just have a nice, you know, a nice little Kelsey's one bedroom mm-hmm. thing going on. Nobody, there's nowhere for them to be.
It is scary though. I had one, I've had several scary instances happen at my building. Well, as of late, I have my upstairs neighbor who's
that
just a fucking psychopath yeah. who's just screaming in the hallway in the middle of the night, and we're all the neighbors are just kind of like, "All right, well, let's just see how
it's
this."
Like calling out your name specifically, right? He's like outside, he's like, "Justin."
I know. I'm like, "Oh,
that is horrifying."
Yeah, it's terrifying. But then there was one instance where, my neighbor, she calls me. She's like, "Naked man in the hallway," and I'm like, "What?" And so I open my door because I want to see. I love a good, you know, hallway
naked
show.
Naked man in the hallway.
Naked
guy.
Man
yeah.
in the hallway. I want to see what's there. What are the goods like?
Sure.
And I didn't see him. I was like, "Oh, I guess I missed it." You know, I was thinking maybe it's like a booty call gone wrong, or like
naked man in the hallway rarely is like a model. You know,
I know, but see, in my head, I'm like, "This is going to be the hottest person ever, just dong out walking on the hallway."
Of course, yeah, that's what you want. That's what
call
you
me old fashioned. Yeah, but I go over to my friend's house because I'm like, "Oh, I missed it," and we're talking about it. We're having like, you know, a couple white claws or whatever, and I'm like, "All right, I'll see you later. Have a good night," whatever. And as I open the door, the staircase goes down in front of her doorway, right? So from the second floor, you just see the staircase go down. And I open the door, and the naked man is in the corner, a la
Blair Witch.
Blair Witch.
He's facing the corner?
Facing the corner.
No
way. So he's just standing there.
In this case, you're POV of Witch.
I'm POV,
you're Blair Witch.
POV
yes.
Blair Witch.
Yeah.
POV BW. Like straight. And I'm like, and like when I get scared, like my body just like clenches up and I'm just like,
yeah.
And I turned around and I looked at my friend. I go, "The naked man's right there. The naked man's right there." And she's like,
oh my
shit.
God.
It scared the shit out of me. I was terrified. But you know what a naked person needs? Not a hallway. They need a good sex dungeon.
Yeah, they do.
Now, there's a show on Netflix that people were telling me to watch on Instagram called How to Build a Sex Room. It's on Netflix. Wow. It's a really good show. So this woman is a home... she like renovates rooms in homes, right? And this was set in Denver because people in Denver or from Denver are freaks.
Yeah,
that's what I've learned. If you're from Colorado, there's some sort of something's off.
Mm-hmm.
Now, this woman has a series called How to Build a Sex Room, and it follows 11 couples and single women as interior designer Melanie Rose, who's just a sweet little like. Elderly woman. She comes in to help spice up their sex lives with rooms filled with specialty furniture
Swings.
And other decor to fulfill right. fantasies and fetishes. It's very R-rated. I watched the first episode last night. And that's her. I mean, look at this. She's like, hello.
God
like,
bless her.
She looks like she's just ready for biscuits and tea.
Yeah.
And so, of course, this is from the Denver Post. It's like, Denver offered the best mix of personalities and interests for this show. So, yeah, plus everyone's high. They jumped at the opportunity to film this in the city they love so much. And it's really interesting because it's different couples from different aspects of life. They have gay couples. They have straight couples, black, white.
One of the couples is Betty Belladonna and Brody Danger.
Oh, yeah. I haven't gotten to them yet.
That's his name. So
Brody Danger. Both of them are performers in addition to having day jobs, and they sought out an intimate space that could double as a place for them to get ready for or decompress after shows. So this was crazy because the first episode, I'm all about like exploring like taboos and whatever. But it is kind of funny because this lady goes in, she renovates like a basement, you know, very black phone.
Mm-hmm.
And she's like, we're going to set up a spanking bench.
Uh-huh.
She introduces people to like floggings and butt plugs and, you know, what kind of a space works for them. But the question that I had last night was, okay, so say if you want to move.
Yeah.
And you're trying to sell this house.
Right. It's a very specific target, you know.
What's down there? The basement?
It's
our sex dungeon.
Yeah, it's a bit of like, ever been to medieval times?
Mm-hmm.
The what's that one where they close the thing and there's the spikes on the inside?
Oh, that is the
name.
Hold on, the gauntlet? Is it a gauntlet?
That sounds cool enough that
wait,
I'll accept
no,
it.
I know exactly.
It's like a woman's name is in it. Like a, it's like the.
Hold, please.
Hold.
Hold on. Medieval torture.
Medieval torture.
That's going to bug the shit out of me because I know exactly what
like
it is.
Spike thing.
That's the Iron Maiden.
Iron Maiden. Yeah.
That's the Iron Maiden, which is a great rock band as well.
Great rock band. Run to the Hills.
Yeah. Like, it's such a good show. It's very horny.
Mm-hmm.
And you kind of like learn about, like, I'm not, like, I've never done a butt plug?
Yeah.
Have Same. You?
No. No, I have not.
I don't...
I was talking to someone, and her first messages to me, I posted like a gym pic, you know, and she just said, hey, sorry to be a fuckboy, but good God. And then I was like, oh, okay. And then she sent me a picture of her tits, and she said, I'm going to gym too. It's tit day. And then I...
Is that a thing?
It's not.
Okay.
She was just giving an excuse to, like, you know,
show her tits. Okay.
And then the next photo.
Because you are thoughty. You're a thought.
I'm a bit of a, you know, it's a little thoughty.
It's a little thoughty.
A little thirst trappy. You know,
you were very thirst trappy, but you work hard for it.
You know, a lot of work went into it. And I was monogamous for 13 years.
Yeah.
So new to this world. And
so he's just spraying his seed all over town.
Not quite. Not truly not. But this woman, you know.
Feral cat.
Yeah, I mean, he. I've probably gotten rabies somehow.
But one of my favorite things you do is,
which is real quick. She sent
yeah.
the next picture. She was kind of spreading her butt apart and there was a butt plug in there. And she said, my favorite part of working out, stretching. And I said, I love you. And
just that was it.
That was it.
I love how you didn't jump the gun too quickly.
You know, I'm really good about not jumping the gun too much. Yeah.
See, I would have been like,
I'm not
how
impulsive.
Dare you?
I'm not impulsive in any way whatsoever. Sorry, go ahead.
No, I think, I mean, that's one of my favorite things you do is like, so Evan will like post his gym workouts, which are very extreme. Like, I go to the gym and I do like the occasional kettlebell. I'll do like a nice normal weight.
Maybe an overhead press.
You're like lifting tires with chains on your back.
Yes.
And like, like
that's
being
my
a
basement.
Human wheelbarrow.
Yeah, that's what I would have her make my basement out to be.
Yeah.
Tires and chains.
Tires.
Betty, give me some tires down there.
Yeah, he's got a Michelin man over here.
Yeah.
But see, one of my favorite things is that you will post these things on Instagram of you just working out.
Yeah.
And then in my head, just because I know what this is going to lead to, I'm just like, oh, I can't wait because you will screenshot the comments that you're given and then react to them. Now, you know you're setting yourself up. I mean,
at this point, I understand.
Yeah.
And they understand.
They understand the assignment.
We are both performing together in unison. And they're very funny.
Yeah.
There's like some very funny gentlemen.
Can you remember like some of the best ones that you've got?
I've set them to my highlights at this point.
Oh, good.
For anybody that just wants to go through and you know, read them. And so my favorite one, they get really creative. Like one guy, you know, this guy said, when the sun falls below the horizon, I fantasize about you bussing your children in my bussy and curb stomping my hole, sir.
Wow. I mean, that's poetry.
There's a lot of like filthy things followed by thank you, you know, please. You know, they ask really nicely, let me milk those titties. A lot of zaddies are thrown around.
Yeah.
One woman just said, punch my pussy. That's
okay.
All she just, you know,
just very direct.
Yeah. Take your emotions out on me.
Wow. See, yeah. I mean, what if you got into the dominatrix business in a sex
You know, I'm debating it at this point. Someone said the missing dick vein from Snickers relocated to your bicep. I know immediately what they mean when they say
like the Snickers has the vein.
You always have a vein.
The Snickers has a vein.
Yeah.
It does.
They always have like a vein down the middle. Yeah.
But I don't know dick vein. I don't have a dick vein.
No.
There, I said it. I've come clean.
That's probably preferred by people, right?
People. Yes, the people.
All inclusive.
The people
here
are satisfied. Yeah. Hungry? Why wait? But I love this so much because I just think it's so funny how people get creative. Now, yeah. I had
They'll
somebody.
Go old English sometimes, like, you know, crusheth thine hole, sir, you know?
Thine hole?
Yeah, there's a lot of that.
That's
stuff.
A theater minor.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. That's definitely a theater minor who's like, today I'm using that degree.
I'm putting it to use, yeah.
I said, I posted some picture, I can't remember, not too long ago of me, like, shirtless or something, which, you know, I work out. It's fine.
You looked great.
I know
the picture.
I'm very broad. Yeah. Mm-hmm. But somebody did say, like, bussy.
Yeah.
And my mom, who's now on Instagram.
dad asked me, too. Yeah, my
She's
dad
like,
asked
what's,
me.
What's a bussy? And I'm like, I never in a million years thought I would have this conversation. This was not what I wanted.
Out of her sweet
Justin,
mouth.
Justin, what is...
That word coming from a mother's...
What is a bussy? Uh-huh. And I'm like, Mom, not today. I can't.
They're making everything an ussy now, by the
oh,
way.
Oh, yeah. I got my nose waxed yesterday,
nussy!
And I called it my nussy.
Yeah. They someone referred to my, all, I guess all of my holes as Evanussies.
Sounds like an Evanescence cover band. Yeah. Wake me up.
Wake me up inside.
Which gives a whole new meaning to the song.
Yeah.
God, everything's just sexual. Speaking of these.
Everything's
speaking of
filth.
Sex rooms and Evan's. Ussies.
Holes, yeah.
This woman, this is weird to me. I bought my husband a sex doll that looks just like me.
Oh my God, I thought that was a woman.
And now we have threesomes. So no, that's a doll.
Also, so, looks just like you, honey.
Well, not really.
She
I mean,
really
I think
doesn't.
The doll's hotter than the girl.
I was going to say the same, but didn't want to put her down.
Oh, no, this is that podcast.
In case she's a listener, you
We're
know?
We're unfiltered here, I'm
All
just
right.
saying.
Well, then the doll looks way better.
So this wife, struggling with her husband's high libido, has bought a lookalike sex doll in order to take the pressure off if she's not in the mood. Char Gray, sure.
Sure.
Splashed out $1,800 on the racy replica for her sexed up spouse.
$1,800.
Mm-hmm. Only to discover that she has also developed feelings for the dirty doll named D. Like D-E-E.
D, yeah.
She's hungry for the D.
Yes,
D's not
is.
Just a doll.
D's nuts.
We're really attached to her. She's helped strengthen our relationship and set our sex lives on fire. With her husband constantly in the mood for sex, Char says she was struggling to keep up. The horny husband had also propped the idea of a threesome, but Char was reluctant instead. Char thought it made sense to buy a doll to participate in pretend threesomes and for Callum to use as a plaything when she wasn't feeling up for sex.
He's kissing her on the
cheek. Okay, first of all, those feet. I just saw the feet go by quick.
Oh, no.
Those are some feet. Now,
well, they modeled them after Char's feet.
No,
so if
people...
her feet are busted, it's Char's fault.
Yeah. This doesn't look like
Let's
her.
Let's not attack D here, okay?
I just want to know... I want to know what... Is it anatomically correct? Because there's a lot of people, we'll call them narcissists...
Yeah.
Who have sex dolls made after them. I think, I'm trying to think. There's like a porn star guy who has
Whitney
one.
Whitney did it, right?
Yeah, narcissists.
Uh-huh.
yeah,
right.
She has a sex doll made uh-huh. up for her. I think... Would you want a sex doll of yourself?
Absolutely not. No, absolutely not. You want to talk about hauntings. You want to talk about being scared at night. You want to talk about something scarier than wall people is just a always erect Evan.
Always erect?
In the corner? I mean, what, are they going to give you one with a limp dick? No. It's,
don't they have like a pump or something? Where it's like
if they have a pump, I'm a little more open to it.
Yeah.
Which I'll have to examine that.
Right,
why
right,
that
right.
made me more into it. But I'm against it. I'm against it. I think if a doll could talk, it would ask us to kill it. Probably.
Yes.
You know.
Set me free. Yeah. Something yeah. like that.
Kill me. Like the end of The Fly.
I think this is really interesting for the sex room show on Netflix. I'm like, if they're, and I don't know. I just think this is, I get it. I say be sexual as you want, but you know what? I'm here for women. I say make a sex doll of him. Make it equal.
Mm-hmm.
Because now I think that whole like, oh, babe, I'm not horny tonight. Okay.
Yeah, all right.
I'm going to go pump out D.
Yeah.
And also, you know, and I don't mean to be gross, but here we are.
Let's get into
it. He makes her clean her out.
Absolutely. He's not cleaning. He's not cleaning his stuff out of that. He's not doing it.
Just put D over the sink.
Yeah.
I mean,
douche D for me, honey. Can you go downstairs and douche D?
Douche D. I mean, good for them.
I not good for them. I'm not giving them that, dude. I appreciate you being supportive of this love, but
I'm supportive of the love, but here's where I draw the line. Keep it in the house.
Uh-huh.
Because you see those guys who are like, this is my girlfriend, and it's like a fake doll. Have you seen those like documentaries or whatever?
I've seen Lars and the Real Girl with Ryan Gosling. Yeah,
where they start taking them out in public and shit. That's where
like
I'm like,
the wholesome hipster version of this. Yeah.
And this
horrifying.
This is just a thruple that we didn't ask for.
No.
But
no, I'd like to see like a Chucky-style movie with that doll, though, you know what I mean?
Oh, like a Chucky sex doll?
Tits out, yeah.
What'd you say?
Really,
it's tit day.
Yeah.
Gross. All right, well, here's a story that we are still developing. It's very fascinating to me. It involves one of my crushes of all time, Ricky Martin.
I mean, who wasn't, you know?
Oh, God.
Yeah. I was of the age where I hated him.
Why?
Because I was a child.
Oh, that's why.
I just started liking girls, and they loved him and no one else.
Oh.
They didn't have room for us in their heart. They loved him so much.
When was this? Like 99, 2000?
Yeah.
Oh, so this was like right when the Latin explosion happened.
Yeah.
Like him J-Lo. And
Gabriel. Yeah, they were.
J-Lo, Ricky Martin, Mark Anthony.
No, not Gabriel Iglesias.
No, Enrique Iglesias.
Enrique Iglesias.
Yes.
Yeah. Everybody was into Fluffy as a kid.
Yeah.
Yeah, no, it was, they were into Enrique and Ricky.
Gabriel Iglesias.
And Leonardo DiCaprio because of Romeo plus Juliet.
Oh, yeah. Well, no, 99 was Titanic. 96 was Romeo and Juliet.
They were still riding high off
of
that.
Oh, yeah.
And
yeah.
into Titanic and not into us as boys. And so we hated those men.
Yeah.
You know?
And but he was also like just so fucking hot. Sorry. He just was.
He's a hot guy. Whew. Yeah.
But now, I mean, we were talking about this at coffee. Like this broke where
on your Apple Watch.
It did break on my Apple Watch. I was like, holy shit.
I was looking
like,
at the time.
Evan, it's so great meeting you. I was like, back up, bitch. And Ricky's trending.
I thought you were signaling to me that it's over. Like we're running out of time here. I gotta go.
No.
It's already Ricky Martin molesting his nephew o'clock.
Here's the recent allegations are of domestic abuse against Martin have been issued, resulting in a restraining order and an ugly legal battle to begin on July 21st. These allegations were made by his 21-year-old nephew, Dennis Sanchez. According to the claim, Sanchez says that he had just ended their seven-month relationship and that Martin had not taken it well, stalking him, loitering outside his home, and calling persistently. Now, this is troublesome because we still don't know. I don't think it's been clarified if this is actually his stepsister's child
or his
half sibling's child.
Okay.
Because some people still don't know what a stepsister is. If you're a step sibling, you're not related to that person.
Sure.
You're a half sibling. Like I have half siblings. We have the same mom. So you can't do that. Now, if he is convicted in Puerto Rico, he could face up to 50 years in prison because they have like this like, hey, no incest in Puerto Rico law. And that's exactly what it's called.
That's how they say it as well.
So Ricky has now denied.
Hey.
Just don't go
don't
there.
Don't do that.
He's denied all of the allegations. However,
how old is the nephew?
He's 21.
21,
so,
okay.
So I mean like back
seven
in the day.
7 months, all right.
Back in the day, I'm sure he was like, you know, Maybe, 7 years.
Maybe grooming a little bit. Yeah.
Not Ricky.
Not Ricky,
not my
right.
Ricky.
I know.
Now,
Ricky and his team are claiming, you know, deep mental health challenges.
Yes,
here.
There have been allegations that this kid has mental health problems. He's done this in the past. He's never been and never would be involved in any kind of sexual or romantic relationship with his nephew. The idea is not only untrue, it is disgusting. We all hope that this man gets the help that he so urgently needs. But most of all, we look forward to this awful case being dismissed as soon as a judge gets to look at the facts. Now, apparently there was a, right here, the 50-year-old singer was given a temporary restraining order in conjunction with the alleged 7-month intimate affair he had with his 21-year-old nephew. The hearing has been scheduled for the 21st in Puerto Rico. If Martin is charged 50 years in jail, Martin is also dealing with a separate $3 million lawsuit from his manager over unpaid commissions. This was the week before the nephew said all this. Mm. So her complaint was filed in the Superior Court on June 29th, but so far Martin and his attorneys have been silent on the issue. Now, I think this is where it all comes down to it. If there is actually a restraining order, that's when we have a problem.
Mm-hmm.
Because right now, Ricky and his team are just quiet. They are not saying shit. Ricky's just posting.
He's posting normal stuff.
Just
like,
normal stuff.
Is he? Yeah. Yeah.
He's like, mi corazón está en fuego. Like, and he's just like,
our comments turned off probably?
No.
No.
The comments are on.
No way.
It's crazy.
You would think they'd at least be limited.
I think if he turned the comments off, they would look guilty.
Uh-huh.
And also, he's not addressing anything. Now, I'm trying to remember who I was talking to about this not too long ago. It might have been Heather McDonald. But like, I told her, I was like, he just needs to like fucking just say like, hey, this is all untrue, da 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 da. But if he does that, they could use that in court against him, a la Johnny Depp and Amber Heard. Like, mm-hmm. How I think I was actually talking to John before we recorded this.
Yeah.
Producer John. But I'm just really, I can't deal with, if it is false, and I'm hoping it's false. But the world's on fire, so nothing surprises me anymore.
Right, right.
I just really want it to be false because I mentioned it at the Comedy Store on Friday night on stage.
Mm-hmm.
And everyone was like,
crowd react?
Like audible gasp. Because I was like, oh, y'all didn't hear about this
yet?
Oh,
wow. They were learning for the first time.
It's that not, just flew across
that was
the
a
table.
Wall person.
That
yeah.
was weird.
Wall person.
I do need the Livin' La Vida incest jokes to go away.
Oh, of course.
He bangs needs to go away.
Oh, obviously, yeah.
La Copa de la Familia, that needs to go away. I just think it's creative. Such a weird, weird story. And now
it's
we're going to go from...
It does happen and go away if it is false, you know? I don't know the facts of, like, Cristiano Ronaldo's, mm-hmm. like, thing. Remember that happened with something... Not a relative, but something happened with him, and then... Like, if it works out in court, it does go away and things can kind of go back to normal. Maybe Ricky's approach of not saying anything is like, look, this is not a real thing. And so, like, I would really like to continue living my life because I've done nothing and this will be cleared up on its own.
God,
so,
I think you should go after the kid and be like, hey, you tried to ruin my damn career and my life. Like,
yeah.
That's a big deal. Like, I feel like Elon Musk, because he just, like, didn't Elon Musk's dad just, like, hook up with his stepdaughter or something,
oh, wow.
got her pregnant?
I don't know.
But I mean, that's a whole
ish,
a whole nother set of marbles. But we're going to keep this sexy talk going because this is where we're at. I think this is we haven't had sex in 2 years because of COVID. And now everyone's mm-hmm. just losing their goddamn marbles.
Forgot how to do it.
Yeah. Now they know. Got to clean out our sex dolls. Lana Del Rey, the manatee of music, has an established LGBTQ. Yeah, she's just very, she reminds me of like a like a moody manatee.
Mm-hmm.
Like just a...
Not really going anywhere. Yeah.
Yeah. Shallow water mammal. You know? That's how I think of Lana Del Rey.
Yeah.
Lana Del Marina Del Rey. LGBTQ fan base that she has, but little is commonly known about her romantic life. Now, it looks like Lana Del Rey is having anything but summertime sadness. I see what they did there, as she just seemed to go Instagram official with her new beau, Jack Donahue. Donahue is part of the band Salem, called the Bad Boy Band.
Who calls it that? Themselves?
Yeah, I guess.
Who said that?
Salem, also known as the Bad Boy Band.
We're known as the Bad Boy Band.
Okay.
When you like self-proclaim it yourself, like you give yourself a nickname, that's not your nickname.
They're calling themselves, you know, They're all like tatted out and kind of rockery, and they claim that they're like this unexpected power couple of dark, twisted Americana. Okay, Megan Fox, calm down.
All right.
So this is where the story gets interesting. That's him, Jack Donahue.
Hey, Jack.
And nothing says like hardcore like Salem.
Mm-hmm.
You mean the cat from Sabrina? Yeah, rock on.
Yeah.
So he was alleged, Donahue was alleged to be dating Whole Front Woman.
We've gotten back to the Ussies now.
The old Ussies. Courtney Love.
Uh-huh.
Over a decade ago. They only went to dinner accordingly. But his most surprising romantic entanglements comes courtesy of Salem bandmate John Holland. Wow! Bandmate. Threw him under the bus.
Mm.
Holland talked extensively to Butt Magazine. What is happening? Butt Magazine. And after proclaiming Donahue to be the hottest person he's ever met, indicated that what made him hot was that he has, like, big lips and he has the body of a man and the face of a boy.
We're getting problematic a little
bit. Yeah, especially after that Ricky Martin story.
Yeah.
And that Donahue is, without a doubt, a top. Holland claimed he's hooked up a few times with Donahue, but ultimately a relationship did not come to fruition. No pun intended. He has this weird thing where he's like, I'm not attracted to people I respect. You know, Dopey and Snow White. He's into that kind of person.
All right.
Oh. Wait.
Evidence.
What was that? Was that a porn?
Is that him?
Wait. Go down to the video.
Right there.
Yeah, what's that?
He's also gay. That's what it said.
Wait, what is this?
Is that
Donahue? Oh, they're kissing.
Kissing. Okay. All right.
All right.
Confirmation there.
Okay, well, you can't have this without trolls. Biphobic internet trolls immediately responded with comments saying, like, it's still weird that he has videos of him kissing random guys on his page, even though he's in a relationship. I just know he'd call me an F slur. But apparently, this is okay with Lana. She's cool with it. He's claiming he's bisexual. No harm done. I think the big problem is that he's so public and open with
it. Very provocative online.
Yeah.
Oh, my God.
Yeah. I did this one for you. I did this one for you.
That's my girl, Adeline.
A couple more stories. Oh. I've seen these now everywhere.
Thank you for sending me. I want to check up on her. When I'm not there with her, I want to know she's okay.
Oh, now.
So thank you so much.
What Evan is talking about is we have robots in West Hollywood.
We have these horrifying delivery robots that blink. They have eyes that blink.
It's an Uber Eats, Uber Eats robot. They've enrolled a pilot program that uses robots to deliver select restaurant orders in West Hollywood.
They have little names as well. So the one that I've fallen in love with, her name's Adeline. It says on the side there. But I found one night. And I was talking to it. I did like a little video where I was having a conversation with it. But then I looked and it was actually Hugo. So there's
you're
men.
Just like Lana Del Rey's guy.
I know. I mean,
you're ready to wreck that Rissy.
My new
that
bisexual
robot?
Lover.
Ussy.
That Rissy.
But here, okay, so users who are in WeHo can opt in to have their deliveries brought to them by a robot with level 4 autonomy. Sure. When it arrives, you'll get a notification containing a code. You use the code to unlock the robot or car. And then scoop up your items. West Hollywood is the first city in a planned nationwide rollout of the technology, integrating autonomous electric delivery options onto our platform from Motional and Serve Robotics is just the beginning of how we will harness the promising technology. Okay, so this is a thing. Like, I went and had breakfast on Sunday at this little place over by La Brea, and I'm sitting there. And that's when I saw it go by, and I was like, holy shit, it's Evan's thing.
Yeah.
And I recorded it using the movie...
Annihilation,
because that's such a good song.
It's called The Alien. Yeah.
I'm confused how it works. So it knows. Oh, it stopped.
Did you see the other one I posted? It was in traffic.
Yeah.
Did you see that video? It was trying to cross the street in the middle of the night, but it was not time for it to cross the street.
Oh, it wasn't.
It was blocking traffic. My favorite part is someone beeped at it as if it would like...
It just like looks at it and its pupils dilate and blows up the car. But that's what we saw. It was like it went down the street and then it was like, oh, I shot too far. And then it came back and it stopped on the corner and it waited for the signal to change.
It
so
was waiting
walk,
for me.
And then it was just it went along. I don't understand it. Can you break into them? Like, can you just smash them? Like, if a homeless person saw it, I'm sorry, unhoused. If an unhoused person saw this, can they, like, pick up a rock and beat it to death to pull out the, you know, Carl's Jr. burger inside?
Yeah.
Also, like, what if you live, I mean, I guess it just stops at the bottom of stairs if you live in, like a
I have no idea.
I have so many questions.
I think it sprouts arms and starts, like, climbing.
God.
Yeah.
I know. It's pretty terrifying. It's a weird...
A little propeller comes out and it goes up to your
window. You have to follow Evan because he literally will... He has a romance with this robot.
I have a full story arc at this point.
Yeah.
It's broken up with me currently.
Oh, okay. I'm sorry about that.
I appreciate that.
That's okay.
Me and my family just kind of want some time alone right now to deal with it having left us, but...
You know who else wants time alone? This little boy.
Yeah.
This kid, okay, Lady Gaga has just launched her Chromatica tour. I'm sorry, not Chromatica. Is it Chromatica? Yes, Chromatica. It's her Chromatica ball. I'm actually going to go see her in September. I can't wait. This kid went viral a couple years ago. And I love the name of the article. It's called Put Your Psalms Up, which is a nod to Put Your Paws Up. This kid called Staten Harry went viral for his adorable video as a young kid lip syncing to Lady Gaga. However, he has now shared newer videos reading the Bible and promoting Christianity, making it clear that he is no longer a supporter of Mother Monster. Harry says this. This is his statement in a recent video.
Oh, boy.
March 28th used to be a very demonic day for me because it's Lady Gaga's birthday. A day I used to worship her and exalt her on so crazy much, well, every day really, but especially this day. So anyways, just a little testimony of how good God is and how now on March 28th, I'm glorifying him, not a mere celebrity. I legit had thousands of pictures of her on my phone, pictures even on my wall, my clothes, my phone's wallpaper, my entire social media accounts were even based upon worshiping her. Wow. Thank you, Lord, for saving me. Amen. His most famous video was lip syncing to Alejandro, which is a great song. I call it a deep cut. It was a hit, but wasn't really one of her biggest.
Yeah.
Where Harry commanded his viewers to keep those paws up. All of Harry's videos lip syncing to Gaga have been erased, but they've been reshared by other users. You can't get out that easy, Harry. The reposted version of Harry's Alejandro video has reached 900,000 views. He's following in the footsteps of Anthony Quintal, formerly known on social media as Lothanthony, who abandoned his YouTube channel and internet persona to become an advocate for Christian celibacy, a similar ideology and practice to conversion therapy. There it is.
Okay.
In the most biblical sense, we are beyond repentance for Gaga. Alas, it seems like Harry has a different idea for himself. Can we look at a little bit of this video, John? I just want you to see.
Okay. Okay.
I'm going to be lip syncing to Ale Alejandro, Ale Alejandro. You better enjoy it. And also, you better be excited because I'm excited. Keep those paws up very high, super high, higher than before. Now, let's click play. I'm ready
to sign. Okay. Buddy. Buddy, you were happier with Gaga.
I know.
He's so happy, man.
This is life.
Come on. he even got the opening monologue.
Anymore. Alejandro.
Oh.
Come on, monster.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Let's jump, girls.
Get it, bitch. I mean, okay, so that's pretty much it.
Yeah.
And what I have to say to this is that
this
was clearly his parents being like, okay.
Yeah. Son of mine will be famous for that. Yeah.
It's just so sad,
man. It's extremely sad.
It's just so sad.
And you get to the ultimate.
And I'm not knocking. I mean, I don't want to be like, oh, I'm knocking God or whatever. But it's just kind of like, really? Lady Gaga was the That was the most of your worries. Yeah. Like,
well, I had those kids in school that like they couldn't watch Harry Potter. You know?
Yeah,
like,
exactly.
I remember we were collecting Beanie Babies, Thai Beanie Babies, and this girl came to school with the peace bear, and she had to put a button over the peace sign because her parents said that it was a broken cross,
a
broken down cross.
Broken cross. I remember
it was
that.
A little demon toy.
Where is this?
Toy.
North Carolina.
Yeah,
Texas.
Bible Belt.
Same thing.
Yeah.
But I mean, my God, as someone who has a Goldie Hawn from Overboard wallpaper,
the ultimate Goldie Hawn. That's golden era Goldie Hawn.
Oh, yeah. Like let the kid have his fun. Let him like Lady Gaga. I mean, that's so stupid. I feel bad because it's like now I feel like in a conversion therapy kind of society. Ugh. It's like March 28th is a demonic day. Well, you're going to meet somebody who has a birthday on March 28th.
They fall
one day.
In love.
Yeah.
You know,
I hope
so.
And I just feel like that's really sad. And I mean, I'll probably DM him after I see her in concert and be like, you really missed out, loser.
It was a hell of a time. Very demonic of a time.
And you saw the joy in his face.
He was so happy. I want to be that happy.
I
want something to make me that happy. And he's running from it.
You get street robots.
Poor
this
guy.
Kid had Lady Gaga.
I blame the parents.
I know. I always blame the parents.
Yeah.
Okay, our last story. Maybe you can't blame the parents for this one. Maybe you can. I don't know. A disoriented shopper was rescued after being lost for nearly 2 weeks in an IKEA store near the Luxembourg border. Late last month, Michael Parrish entered the premises for a quick stop to purchase an inexpensive lamp. We're going to call it the Flugenschleimer for his infant son's bedroom and 100 lime green napkins, weird, requested by his wife. However, after more than an hour of unsuccessfully searching for the cash registers, he knew he was in trouble. I kept following the stupid arrows on the ground, but as it is by design, they only led me in circles. Each time I passed an employee, I tried explaining in perfectly good English that I was lost and desperately needed an exit, but no one understood me. They just kept repeating in these comical Belgian accents, no, I'm so sorry, we have no more in stock. Parrish says that although he was able to sustain himself with lingonberry soda, what a gem.
An onion article, right?
That's the best one. No, this is real.
This is not real.
Yes, it is. And frozen Swedish meatballs he would sit on to warm. He still feared he would never again see his wife and child. I tried.
Our grandparents went to World War II,
yeah,
man.
This guy got lost in an IKEA.
What
he tried to
hell?
Write a goodbye letter with those cheap pencils that you find everywhere, but the tips kept breaking. And anyway, I had a hard time fitting on my heartfelt final words in those tiny boxes and the little slips of paper. Oh, so this was 12 days he was stuck in there.
What about when it closes and there's only a light on the exit? Like, you can clearly just then go stand there waiting for somebody to come open the door in the morning.
Is
it a 24-hour IKEA?
He says he ran smack dab into a new intern from the company's... here, go back down. Sorry, John. Company's accounting department.
I don't understand.
What's her name from France? He said, but just like at work, she totally ignored me, despite that I was holding onto her legs and crying. Okay.
This is made up.
It has to be.
There's zero chance it's not made up.
It has to be made up. It can't be real. I'm like, no, this is completely real.
This is not real, man. It's
okay.
12
days in an IKEA. Wait, go back up.
He
I want to read the last
lingonberry
little paragraph.
Soda. This is
the number of people getting lost in IKEA stores is on the rise.
Okay.
According to reports, to avoid becoming a victim, retail shopping experts suggest customers go in groups of at least three, and that they should be equipped with a GPS device, emergency whistles, because I love a good IKEA rape whistle. I love that.
I think this is a story made up by Big Bob's Furniture.
No,
to get
this
people
is real.
To his story
this is
dead.
From Fox News.
Okay.
And survival items such as water, a smartphone, charger, and toilet paper. Alternately, some shoppers have been observed unraveling a large ball of IKEA branded yarn as they go from one department to the next. Whew, I've been lost in IKEA. It's not fun.
Yeah.
But I think this is
bullshit.
I've been
lost at home trying to put one of their couches together. That took about 12 days. But inside the store, this is Home Alone 3. He found a pigeon lady that finally got him out. This is made up, buddy.
I know, but it is fun.
It is fun.
I mean...
to avoid becoming a victim.
That's why I saved this for the last one, because I was like, this will be fun. It might or might not be real, and it can't be real. I don't know. It's but you know just... what it deserves? This deserves a Blumhouse horror film.
Absolutely.
Called Daikia or something.
Yeah.
What's the tagline? Something about like
something about some assembly required.
Look, see, this woman got lost in IKEA for 3 hours after being struck by what? What was she struck by? And why is it highlighted? Have we looked
struck
at this
on head
before?
By falling flat pack?
I mean, I've been called worse. Yeah,
you and my friends have been called the flat pack.
The flat pack.
As we traveled,
it's just
around
a bunch
West
of dudes
Hollywood
with no ass,
zero ass.
And then a Chinese boy who's 12 years old was found living in
an
IKEA store.
We came full circle back to the wall, people.
Yep.
All right.
Floggers.
He was found in the basement forming a sex dungeon out of IKEA furniture.
Frogging, right? Frogging?
Frogging. PH on that.
Frogging, which could be an item that you purchase at an IKEA. Oh, I need to go to IKEA and get the Frogger.
The Frogger?
Yeah, I need the Frogger. And what is it? It's a whisk.
Uh-huh.
It just beats your eggs.
Yep.
All right. Well, that is all for today. I just want to say thank you to Evan Williams. Evan, where can people find you?
It's been real, man.
Wait, I will say TikTok.
TikTok. You can find me on the TikTok. I'm on other places than the... If I died tomorrow and they were like, TikTok star Evan Williams, I'll come back and haunt everyone. I'll be a wall person forever.
Sure.
You can find me at It's Evan Williams, ITS Evan Williams. I also have a film premiering with Andy Matichik from Halloween Ends.
Cool.
It's called Nice to Finally Meet You. It's playing at the Popcorn Frights Festival in Miami. And that's August. And it's a little horror movie, a little 5-minute horror I wrote, produced, and starred in.
Very
and,
cool.
Excited for people to see it. So
good. Are you going down to Miami for that?
I am.
All right. Well,
so,
be careful.
Come say hello. I will be careful.
It's wet and damp.
Yeah.
And hot.
I'll bring my flat pack.
Bring a mussy.
Yeah. What's a mussy?
It's the man ussy.
The Miami pussy.
Bring your Evan ussy. If we've learned anything, just wear your Evan ussies with pride. We'll see you next time on Just Saying with Justin Martindale. Take care, guys.